Adults say that teenagers don't really know who they really are, but they judge them anyway. As a bisexual female, I face judgment every day, but not as bad as I thought it could be. My name is Erin James, and in this podcast, we will discuss the topic of crossing boundaries and listen to the story of my best friend, a lesbian girl who went through much more than just judgment when she decided to stop hiding her sexual orientation.
Hi, I'm Ashanae, and I am gay. My grandmother hates it completely, mostly because she's a Christian, a very strict Christian at that. And in the Bible, it states that gays are an abomination to God, and she takes that to heart. So when I told her, she completely flipped on me. She took my phone, called my girlfriend, and told her that we were done. And when I got back to school, she even called me every 5 minutes to see where I was. So it's like she completely flipped the script on me and really just went all out. So basically, when I got home and my life at home was in my room and doing work, and when I was going somewhere, she wanted to know the person and what our relationship was and whether or not they were gay. She would check my phone and go through my numbers, call every person, and pretend like me to see if they were my girlfriend or not. That's how much she really hated me being gay. So our relationship has been a really drastic change from being able to talk to her to hiding things like there's an issue between me and my girlfriend, or I can't do this, that, and the third because my grandma hates the fact that I'm gay. I can't even go to certain parties because she thinks people that are there I'm going to try to talk to. But it's really hard being gay and knowing that your family doesn't accept you. The only person I can say that hasn't changed on me at all would be my father. He supports me regardless of anything, and he's been there since I can remember.
Okay, so how did your grandma find out that you were gay? Like, did you tell her? Did, like, somebody come to your house? Or, like, what happened?
It was Christmas, and we were all downstairs. I was texting my girlfriend, and I got a text message back, but my grandma had the phone. She tried to hand it to me, and she clicked on it, and she read it, and it was very awkward text message that she didn't really understand at first. She asked me what it meant, and I told her, and that's when Christmas became a death funeral.
Okay, so after that situation, did you, like, decide to, like, explain to your grandma why you wanted to be gay?
My grandma tried to figure out why I was gay or why I was, quote-unquote, doing this to the family, and even now she put me in therapy to, like, see and get the deeper meaning of why I'm doing this or why I'm gay. She thinks it has something to do with not having my mom in my life or not having a good father figure as good as I should have. But she tries to make excuses for what I'm doing.
Okay, so are you more or less comfortable with yourself, like your own personal self, like you being gay? Are you more comfortable with that person now that it's out and open, now that your grandma knows that you don't have to hide this from her? Or is it like, I'm scared to bring up the topic because my grandma might feel like I'm betraying her in a way?
I am very comfortable with being gay. I do not regret anything that I've done or anything that I feel, mainly because I have a very close relationship with God. I know what me and God talk about on a daily basis, and I know what I go through with myself, and I know what I went through with myself to figure out who I am and is this really me. So in a sense of feeling any type of shame or anything towards myself, I am pretty comfortable in my skin and who I am. I love.
Were there, like, any major consequences of letting people know, okay, this is who I am, and although I want you to be here for me and I want you to love me, am I going to, like, they're here for you, women, and they're here for you not? Like, were there consequences of letting people know that?
In my family, my family was the only major difference, because it was a really drastic change from everybody's close with everybody, everybody's always together. But with me, I don't even go to family events anymore because I don't feel comfortable around my family. And especially my Aunt Carla, she does not want to be around me or associated with me at all unless we're in the studio singing or anything. So it's like, I don't really associate with my family much rather than business.
Well, I can relate to that because, like, I'm bisexual. And, like, my family has kind of, like, my family has accepted it. My family's very close. Like, we're not as close as we could be, but we're very open about who we are. And we don't judge each other because, by like, at the end of the day, we're going to be here for each other. But has your family, like, as far as, like, the religion thing, like, okay, so you can't, like, be in church. You can't do this as far as, like, the church goes. Or you can't be a part of, like, Christmas, like, events like that.
No, that hasn't changed. My grandma takes me to church every Sunday. I mean, we talk, but in the topic of me being gay, we don't talk about it at all. If it comes up, she either gets mad or some smart stuff that comes out of her mouth. So it's kind of like it's there, but we don't talk about it. We look over it. So, no, I mean, I go to every Christmas and every church event.
Okay, so, How does your family issues, like, how do your family issues affect you as far as like your family not loving you, quote unquote loving you, or accepting and respecting your choice that you made for yourself?
Well, I have heard time and time again that they will always love me and always accept me in their house, but my girlfriend will never be accepted. Now, to them, that's the best that they can do, and that's the best that they can call accepting it. But affecting me, on the other hand, it's like you only want to see what you think is there or what you want to be there rather than seeing the real Ashanae, because I am gay, I do have a girlfriend, and this is my life. So you can't just cut out one half and keep the baby girl that you knew from when she was younger and you want her to be straight.
So do you basically feel like sometimes you hadn't, like, it hadn't come out or it had never been revealed to your family? Like, do you sometimes wish you could hide the fact that you are, like you said, Ashanae, you're gay, you have a girlfriend?
I don't wish that I could take it back that they know. I wish that I could have told them or let them find out in a very drastic different way, because the way it came out and what was said in the text message kind of blew it all out of proportion. I mean, it's what I do, and it's not going to change what the text message said or what I talk about in text message, but I would just rather it be something said different rather than the conversations that she saw.
So I feel like what I'm hearing from you is that you don't regret anything, any of the choices and decisions that you made, and you don't want to take anything back. The only thing I feel like you're saying is that you just wish that your grandma and your family had found out another way, and they took it a better way.
Yeah, I wish that my family could love me regardless of my sexuality and say it with meaning. Like, I feel as though when they tell me, Ashanae, I love you unconditionally, I feel like it's a big lie, because I feel like there's a small text at the bottom that says, unless you do this, that, and third, unless you're gay. Because to me, I see a lot of drastic changes. Like, some people may not talk about how they feel, but it shows in everything you do. And my aunt, for instance, she makes little smart remarks, or she'll make certain faces towards certain things that I may say to my cousin. My grandma asks me, who's your new girlfriend, who's your new girlfriend, every other month. But, I mean, I do wish that they would accept me. I do wish that they would have reacted differently, but they didn't. So I'm gonna have to, I accept that now, and sadly enough, I probably won't be around my family that much when I get over and move up.
So is it that, like, does it hurt you? And, like, I understand that it hurts you that, like, some people in your family can't love you because of who you are. But, like, does it affect how you act, like, your behavior? Like, does it affect how you treat your best friends or how you treat your girlfriend? Like, do you feel like although family would come first in your book, is it like, okay, if you can't accept me and my girlfriend is a part of me, does that make it you can't have me if you don't want her?
Well, yes and no. I see it as, if you can't accept my girlfriend, the person who's supposed to be my significant other, then who are you really looking at? Because when I'm with her, I'm myself. I'm not going to hide myself from her. But when you're telling me to come without my significant other and telling me to act a certain way because you don't want nobody to know, you don't want to show that I'm gay, you're telling me to lie to myself and to you. So, I mean, it's basically saying you either have me and my girlfriend or none of us at all. Then on the other hand, it's like, your girlfriend's not always going to be there, and family does come first, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to myself or to them. I don't think that my behavior with my friends has changed because of the way my family treats me. I know that sometimes I may come into school and have an attitude, or I may want to cry or whatnot, but other than me being emotionally and physically tired from all the stress I get at home, because I have major depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder, but that is in of something in myself. But if you ask my friends, I don't act any differently than I did before my family knew that I was gay.
I feel like since me and you are in the same environment almost every day, I feel like people accept you or accept the gay community as a whole and all trust and all honesty. Like, they like, I feel like our community doesn't really affect us. Like, it's just like, you're gay, I'm gay, we're gay. Even, like, straight people, they're like, oh, you're gay, that's cool. Like, so does that, like, make your confidence equal, like, balance out your confidence level? Because, like, your family, you go home and your family's like, oh, Ashanae's gay, she's not really a part of the family. And then you come to school and everybody's like, oh, Ashanae, I love you, you're, like, the best person, stuff like that.
Well, at home, I do not feel the love whatsoever. They may tell me that, and I'm going to say, oh, I love you. But the only person I feel love from is my dad. And given the environment at my school, I feel so much more comfortable at school than I am at home. So, like, Officer Bird may see that I leave school at 6 o'clock every day unless I have something to do, because this is, like, my second home. This is, like, my home. At home, that's, like, my hell, because it's just not anything nice there. There's nothing happy about it.
So, do you feel like at home, you feel like, I don't know, like, at school, you come to school, and it's just like, I'm here, everybody accepts me, and it's okay to be gay here, but do you feel like it's not okay to be gay at home? Like, do you feel like you, like, disrespect your grandmom's whole situation?
I feel like I am ruining my grandmom's life. I feel like I'm putting a lot of stress on my grandmom. Because she already has things to deal with in of herself and her marriage and everything else, I think that me being gay only puts more worry on her. For one, because I think that she mainly doesn't like it because of her religion. She doesn't want me to go to hell. But then again, I just think it's the way she feels. She does not like gays. During the party, my friend Aaron, birthday party, we went there, and I started crying, and me and Piff, my ex-girlfriend, went for a walk talking, and we came back, and my grandma saw us, and my grandma just wilded out on me. She started throwing hits at me and stuff, and Piff got mad. She went in the house, but on the way home, my grandma completely spazzed out on me talking about, this is not what you do, being gay is not right, I don't accept it, I do not approve of it, and I'm not going to have it in my house. I felt bad, but then again, I felt like I could not do nothing about it because I'm gay and I'm not going to change for nobody. So it's like, I knew that at the time, at that moment, I knew I was never, ever going to be accepted in my family, and I knew that I'm not going to ever be around them because of what she said to me, and I know that I'm not going to feel comfortable around them.
Boundaries are easily broken despite the fact that you mean to or not. People cross boundaries without even knowing, but it's our responsibility to figure out when it's okay to cross boundaries and when it's not worth it. This is Erin James leaving you in deep thought about what you do and the boundaries you cross. Thank you for listening.